Well, hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion. As always, thanks for joining us. We are in 1 Peter 4:10 today. I'll go ahead and read that for us. And it says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. So part of being a faithful steward of the grace that you've been given, the salvation you've been given, is using the gifts that God has given you, whether that be in teaching, whether that be in hospitality, whether that be in organization and in logistics details, things like that. However it is God has wired you to serve, you need to be using those gifts to serve, support, uplift the body of Christ. And then comes the difficult element of that sometimes, where we add our serving, we add our giving, all of these things add up. Then we add the kids' activities during the weekend and throughout the week and the practices and the games. We add family obligations, and suddenly we find ourselves completely exhausted, so much so that the last thing we want to do is serve somebody else. Sometimes it can feel that way. And so part of this then is being a good steward. In a similar way as we looked at stewardship last week from a financial standpoint, this is stewardship from a gifting standpoint. Yes, God has given us different resources, whether those be financial means or physical possessions that we are stewards of for His kingdom, for His purposes, for His glory. In the same way, we need to be good stewards of the gifts that He has given us. And what can happen if we do not have regular and healthy patterns of rest, we become like a rubber band. We stretch, 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 and then we snap and we recoil, so much so that we step away from everything, and then we aren't using the gifts that God has given us. And so what we have to do is really follow the model of Jesus. Jesus would consistently and always find pockets of time to get away, to be in solitude, to be in quiet, to be in rest with His Heavenly Father in response to the amount that He poured out, the amount that He gave to others. And so we need to follow in that same pattern. And I think in that as well, looking at how Jesus rests. Jesus rests not by binge watching His favorite show. You might say, well, that's because He didn't have TV, Paul. Well, that's very true, but you get the point. Jesus didn't rest by simply numbing His mind. Jesus didn't rest by simply engaging and indulging in sloth. He rested actively in that He rested in spending time with the Lord. It's like understanding the difference between the right kind of charger for your phone. I just got a new iPhone and I was intensely annoyed to realize it now comes with the USB-C charger than the previous lightning cord or whatever it was. I think sometimes we try and use the wrong recharging cord when we need to realize, hey, what actually recharges us is time with the Lord, not time in distraction. And so that's just a good reminder for me personally. I pray that's a good reminder for you as well. So how are we resting well? And then how is that allowing us to use and be good stewards of the gifts that God has given us? I thought the prayer prompts in the devotional content today were so helpful. And so if you didn't get a chance to look at those, please do spend some time in them. And I'm actually just going to read them over us to close our time today. I do just want to say thanks for joining us on the Drivecast, and I hope you will join us again tomorrow. So let's spend some time in the prayer. I'm going to again read this over us, pray this over us, and then give you some time to respond in prayer as well. Lord, help me recognize rest as a gift from You. Give me the wisdom to use it well, not as an excuse for laziness, but as a way to restore my body and soul so I can serve You with excellence. Teach me to balance work and rest in a way that honors You. Father, guard my heart against slothfulness and complacency when I am tempted to misuse rest as avoidance or distraction. Remind me of the purpose You gave me. Help me stay diligent and faithful, wisely using my time and energy. God, when I grow weary, lead me to the kind of rest that truly restores. Rest in Your presence. Refresh my spirit, renew my strength, and fill me with purpose so that I may be an effective steward of the gifts You have given me. We ask it and pray it in Christ's name. Amen.